Just make a quick few volume adjustments here, and we should have Dino from High Dependency Unit joining us on the line. Are you there, mate?
Hi, how's my volume?
Yeah, no, you're good. You sound good.
Voluminous?
Volume, yes. Now, hey, mate, are you in Berlin?
Well, I live in Berlin. Right now I'm in Vienna.
Oh, what's happening in Vienna?
Well, you know, I have a day job. I have a corporate gig. So I'm working in Vienna today, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, you have been over there for a long time because I know Ruben Bonner from Banished Music in Emerald City was set up with an Emerald City over there ages ago.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You did some touring with them. You drummed with an Emerald City, and
I briefly played in that band. Yeah.
And that was ages ago. How long have you been based in Europe for?
It's coming up to 16 years.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of accidental, you know. The idea was to kind of come over to Europe and hang out in Berlin for maybe a year and see what happens, and I don't know, do some traveling, this, that, and the other. My wife Emily and I came over, and then I don't know, you know, we liked Berlin. We stayed, had a couple of children, got a dog, a spider.
Got a spider.
Got a spider. Well, my son's got a spider technically, but. She her name is Gwen, and she is part of the family, yeah.
Okay, what sort of spider?
She's a tarantula.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly what kind.
But a tarantula.
I'd have to ask him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free range, or?
No, but she did escape once. Here's a good one. She escaped, and we lost her in the apartment for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So for 2 weeks, there was a
what's that on my leg?
Whopping great tarantula just crawling her way around the apartment. Free range.
Oh man! Oh.
And then one day, I think my wife came home and the dog was barking, and that was because the tarantula was slowly making her way across the floor towards him.
Oh man!
There you go.
Goodness gracious!
Yeah.
Now, High Dependency Unit have been announced on the lineup for the Others Way Festival this very morning.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Now, what has brought HDU back together for the Others Way?
Actually, the aforementioned Ruben sort of reached out a few months ago and said, well, what do you think about doing this? And we'd already been kind of making murmurings about doing some shows. And I guess that was the catalyst, was Ruben's kind of suggestion that we do the festival. Yeah, that was kind of the thing.
Now, I guess this involves a little bit of revisiting the HDU catalog and having a listen and thinking about the songs again. How does it feel? It's been a few years. How does it feel after a few years?
Those songs are really old. They're I think you were just playing Salamander, right?
Yeah, from what's 95 or something?
Yeah, that's 30 years ago. I mean, how is it? It's a bit of a trip in the time machine. It's a bit of a oh my god, I need to get a little bit fitter because it was 30 years ago.
Yes,
and they're quite energetic songs. But mostly it's really, really exciting and really, really fun, and I can't wait.
Yeah,
obviously
there's going to be a bit of practicing before it all happens. But what can people expect? Is it going to be like a classic set, or is it going to be a cross section of everything? Are there like gold standards in the HDU set that you guys are just really looking forward to seeing?
Do we have gold standards?
I reckon you do.
Well, that one
I just played. That's nice. A gold standard, right?
95? I think we all really enjoy playing that, actually. Yeah, there's a few we really enjoy playing. I can tell you this. Actually, what am I saying? So very soon, we're going to be reissuing the Higher EP on vinyl.
Okay.
So anyone that likes that will get a chance to get their hands on a really nice remastered vinyl of Higher. So we'll probably be playing a bunch of songs from Higher because, I don't know, we're kind of excited about that record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be reissued. In all its new vinyl-y glory. And I don't know, actually, apart from that, I think we still need to talk about it, but yeah, a little bit from here, a little bit from there. There's nothing I don't think there's anything we go, no way, there's no way in hell we're playing that. There's a few songs we probably can't pull off live because, for various reasons.
Yes.
But mostly, I mean, it's all on the table. Nothing is off the table right now.
Oh, how
exciting.
Let's find
out.
How exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I guess with the reissues and stuff, it's a moment for pause and an opportunity to reflect on the band's legacy. How do you reflect on High Dependency?
You just made me feel really old when you said that.
I was just having some fun, mate. I was just having a bit of fun. Now, how do you reflect on the band's legacy? Because at some points, you know, I think was it John Peel said that you guys were one of New Zealand's most influential underground bands, or like the best band you never heard, or something.
Look, I don't know what he said.
He said you guys are cool, though, right?
Apparently he did. That's very nice. I don't know, man. Like, you know, I have always been proud of being part of that band. We always, like, we're still good mates, the three of us. We love playing together. We still really like the songs. We've actually, even though it's been 9 years since we've been together again, I think there's about nearly, it's like three or four songs we've got sitting around, and we might need to sort of finish off some work and maybe get something else out too. So, you know, I'm not one to sort of dwell on the past like that. That's more like, are we going to do something else? Maybe.
Okay. Oh, that's
but like, there's no hard and fast plans right now. But we're definitely talking about it and seeing where this can go. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I've got obviously we've got The Other's Way on the horizon. It sounds like there's potentially something else in the works, and I'd say definitely some more in the works. All right, very, very exciting. Well, I was going to...
And records.
Get your mitts on some records. I was going to play another HDU song, or a High Dependency.
Well, what are you going to play?
Well, there's a lot to choose from. I just went looking for Metamathics on CD in the CD library.
Oh, good. Bookending, one from the beginning, one from the end.
Yeah. Do you want Supermodel? Is that a...
Good song. I like that one.
You're feeling that? All right. Well, let's do that.
Wow.
Dino from High Dependency Unit, thank you for chatting to us this morning, all the way from Vienna.
Donnie from BFM.
And how long until you get down here and start practicing before the show?
Not for ages yet. I think it's November, right?
Yeah.
You've got time to get in shape for all those songs.
Excellent, mate. All right. Hey, let's hit this. Let's hit Stupid Model, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, dude.